Let's come back to Cape Town and back down to earth and get our hands stuck into the earth. Today's Home and Garden is brought to you by Brights Hardware, more than just a hardware store. Visit brights.co.za today. Now, last week, Angelo was talking about recycling plastic and using it to make building materials, a topic we are going to pick up again on in early September. Today, though, I want to take a look at a different kind of recycling, organic recycling, and how to make better use of the food waste that we generate in our homes. With me on the line is Natasha De Wet, who is the founder of, I think you can call it a social impact business. They're called Circular Homes. And basically, they use the concept of bokashi composting to help sustain flower and vegetable gardens that not only help to feed the hungry, but also create job opportunities for the unemployed. It's a really beautiful circular system of how what is thrown away in one kitchen ends up sustaining the soil to grow food for another kitchen, and et cetera, et cetera. I'm giving a very, very broad description, but I hope Natasha is going to tell us in much more detail how it all works. Natasha, it's wonderful to have you with us today. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Papa, and hello to all the listeners.
How did you discover the concept of bokashi composting, and what was it about it that sort of just made that light bulb go off in your head saying, this is the solution I was looking for?
So my dad is a soil scientist, okay, and he told me about the bokashi, but where it all started is about four years ago, I wanted to do something where I can help nature, because that is my first passion. And I've got small children, and I'm really worried about the future for them, what the planet is going to be when they grow up. And then I did lots of research, and I went to conferences, and I saw that you can, that we must basically help the bees. And then I thought, okay, how can we help the bees? We need to plant. And I know we had to plant vegetables or trees or flowers, anything to help them. And then I thought, okay, what do I need? I need a compost or soil. And then I spoke to my dad about this dream to help the bees. And then he told me about bokashi and that you can use the food waste in this bokashi system, ferment the food waste, and then you can build beautiful compost heaps with it and enrich your soil. And in that way, we can help the planet. And then I decided to go to our local community garden, and I asked them, can't we do a community project, as we need to have more people involved in this? And then they said, yes, we can start. And then that February 2019, I took my first bokashi bin there, and the project started. And now we've received almost 1,500 bins to date there. Wow. At the local community, Somerset West Village Garden.
That garden itself, Natasha, is a story on its own worth profiling. For those who are not familiar with it, you maybe don't know the Somerset West area very well. Won't you just tell us a little bit more about the Somerset West Village Garden?
Yeah, so it was created about 6 years ago by Jenny Findlay. She watched a documentary on BBC on how Cuba survived the America-imposed sanctions. Yeah. And they were planting vegetables in all the open spaces that where they could find. And then Jenny thought, it's a great, she can also do the concept here in South Africa. And they identified a piece of area there in Somerset West that wasn't well looked after. And then they asked the city of Cape Town if they can use that old park to start creating a vegetable community garden. And so then they signed a contract with the city of Cape Town, and the garden has been running very well now for the past 6 years.
And that garden, not only producing vegetables which are used to feed hungry people, but Natasha, I understand it's offering something of a lifeline to homeless members of the Somerset West community, that they have the opportunity to go and work there in exchange for services that they might need to access.
Yes.
And in the process acquire new skills that they can take away with them.
Yes. So we employ the street people, and then for every hour that they work, they get a token, and those tokens they can use for food and for clothes or any help that they need with their IDs, warm shower, and then, it's uplifting for them. It's not a handout, it's a hand up, and it's nice working with them, and some of them really want to become better people, so it's just a life skill that they, or it's a skill that they can learn by doing gardening and composting. So for some of them, the garden has been really good. It's nice to plant a seed and actually see it grow and to look after it.
We're talking to Natasha DeVette, the founder of a business called Circular Homes, which really uses the concept of bokashi composting to turn around community vegetable gardens and turn them not only into producers of food for those who need it, but also into potential places of employment. You mentioned close to 1,500 bokashi bins have been donated. Natasha, are those just coming from local residents who've heard about the program and have got on board?
Yes. Yeah, so it's all about education. So people visiting the community garden, we tell them about the bokashi system and that they... So we first try to encourage people to use it in their own gardens because we need to get more gardens that's healthy out there. And then so for people that don't have time to do gardening or don't have a place for a compost heap or stays in an apartment, we encourage them then to bring it to the community garden Mondays to Thursdays, 9 till 2, and Fridays 9 till 12, and then we turn that food waste basically into compost, and then we feed the organic veggies.
Natasha, let's talk a little bit about what's actually involved in transforming food waste in a bokashi system. For those who know absolutely nothing about it, can you give us a bit of an overview of how it actually works?
Perfect. So you get a household usually has got two bokashi bins. It's got a strainer inside and a little tap and a airtight lid on top. So once a day, you throw in all your food waste, cooked leftovers, meat, fish, dairy, everything. So there shouldn't be any food waste going into your normal kitchen bin anymore. And then once you've thrown in your food waste, you always throw a handful of bokashi on top. So what we do in our household, and we have a little container that we keep in the fridge, and then we throw our eggshells and our banana peels as we go through the day, all our food leftovers into that little container. And then tonight after dinner, we scrape out our dinner plates and we throw that little container's contents also in the bokashi bin, and then our handful of bokashi. If you throw in something that you know is can be smelly, like broccoli or raw meat, then I always like to throw some extra bokashi on top just to help limit the smells. People can even, if they don't like the fermentation smell, they can put a piece of newspaper on top of that food waste. And then just always remember to keep the bin airtight. And then tomorrow night, again, all your leftover food waste and your handful of bokashi, and so you continue to fill up that bin. Once the bin is full, you keep it closed for 2 weeks. So I usually put a little date on my bokashi bin with masking tape. And then I know after the 2 weeks, when I open up that bin, it's fully fermented. It's got an apple cider smell to it. And then that food waste looks exactly like your food waste that you've put in there. So you still see the eggshells and the banana peels and all of that, but it's just fermented. Now, once it's fermented, you can use that food waste in either your compost heap. I like to put my food waste in the middle of the compost heap. If you add a bucket full of food waste in there, then you at least need another two to three buckets full of brown material, so that your carbon, brown leaves, toilet paper rolls, that type of thing. Or you can feed it to a worm farm, but don't feed worms too much bokashi food waste at once, because it's an acidic environment and they might not like it. Yeah. So I usually just put a scoop in and cover it with wet newspaper and wait until they finish those ones, and then I add more food waste to my worm farm. Usually with the worm farms, you work on a 50-50 ratio with browns and greens. So food waste is seen as green or nitrogen. But with the bokashi and in the worm farms, I usually work with a 70-30%. So 70% brown material and 30% green. So not as much bokashi food waste. And or alternatively, if you don't have a compost heap and you don't have a worm farm, then you can bury the contents in the soil. So you dig a hole of about 20 to 30 centimeters deep, throw the bokashi food waste in there, cover with soil, and then wait about 2 weeks for that food waste to break down, and then start planting.
Sure. I mean, so many different uses for it. Natasha, the one thing we haven't explained is when you said throw in a handful of bokashi. Linda just messaging to me to say, what is bokashi?
So bokashi is a probiotic for the soil. It's made with millions and millions of beneficial microorganisms. So their main job is basically just to ferment the food waste. And they don't like... oxygen. So that's why you always need to ensure that your bokashi bin is airtight, and you can't keep that bin open through the day. So bokashi is made with sawdust, these effective microorganisms, molasses and water. Some people also throw some coffee grounds in there. So it's a mixture that you add on top of your food waste.
Thank you for the explanation. How easy or difficult is it to find a supplier of bokashi if you don't feel up to making your own?
Yeah, so bokashi is actually worldwide. It's in 120 countries. It was first invented about 30 years ago, almost 40 years now, by Professor Higa in Japan. It's everywhere in South Africa now. You can contact circularhomes.co.za if you want bokashi from us. But basically, if you Google, it will pop up, wherever there is in your area.
I'd love to hear from any listeners who are already using a bokashi system. If you want to just tell us anything that you've learned along the way that you'd recommend, any tips or tricks, or just tell us what difference it's made to the quality of your garden. Because, Natasha, you've said over and over again, this is about enriching the soil and creating the kind of garden where things are going to bloom and thrive, and in turn are going to attract the bees to pollinate the plants and just build back that biodiversity, which is so under threat. You're seeing it with great success in the community vegetable gardens that you're supporting. Do you use it in your own garden at home as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. I love bokashi. It's everywhere here, in my compost heap, in my soil, and also in my worm farm.
So as we've mentioned, Natasha's already working with the Somerset West Village Garden. Natasha, I know you've also helped to supply vegetables into several other community projects in the Somerset West area. How scalable is your organization? Do you intend to keep on growing as you get more households on board who can donate?
Yes, so I'm excited. The next project that we're busy with is at the family shelter. So we're busy making a no-dig vegetable garden there. And then we're also doing their bokashi food waste composting on site. And now in September, I want this, because I needed more drop-off bokashi bin places. So in Stellenbosch, I'm opening one on R44 at Way to Grow. So from September on, people can bring their bokashi bins to us there. We'll start off on a Tuesday afternoon, so that the people that can't go to the Somerset West Village Garden can then go there on to Way to Grow, and then we'll help them to compost those bokashi bins. And then the future is to have more drop-off facilities and to work with other community gardens so that people can bring if they can't do composting at home. And lots of plans and dreams, and getting those organic veggies out there to people.
A few of our listeners starting to ask questions on the WhatsApp line, Natasha. The one I'm not sure if you'll be able to answer, because I know you're from Somerset West, but this person is asking, where does one get a bokashi bin in the southern suburbs of Cape Town? Do you have any idea, or can you recommend a starting place?
They can contact me. I'm not sure who is there, but we deliver nationwide. So they can just contact Circular Homes. Yes.
Okay, that's good to know. So circularhomes.co.za is their website. You can also find them on Facebook if you prefer to reach out that way. If anybody else has found systems locally that you want to tell us about, you're very welcome to pop through a voice note to 072-567-1567. The next question you have already answered, but I'm just going to repeat it so you can repeat the information. The person asking, can one just add bokashi to the normal compost heap to help things along? You did say yes, but Natasha, you recommend putting it in the middle.
Yeah, so what people do is, so she's asking basically if she can just use that bokashi, the actual sawdust mix. So I've got clients that bought bokashi just for that reason, and it works well for them. However, I suggest, we've got a compost booster that will work out cheaper that does the same. So you just add a teaspoon full in your compost heap as you build your compost heap or as you turn it. So that will be cheaper for the person than buying the actual bokashi. You can just contact me for a compost booster, or just Google compost activator. It's basically the same.
Okay. Melinda asking on the WhatsApp what one does with the bokashi liquid. You mentioned there's a tap, you draw off some of the liquid. What do you do with that liquid?
Okay, so People sometimes, or they usually were recommended to use that bokashi juice at the bottom for their gardens. So lots of people have success with that. But what I've noticed is people don't always dilute it right, and then they actually burn their plants.
Yeah.
And with more research and training, I've learned that vegetable gardens like aerobic bacteria. So remember, bokashi is an anaerobic process. So basically, anaerobic bacteria is in there, which is also important because they help with the breakdown of the food waste. But that's why you want it in your compost heap. So where anaerobic and aerobic can work together, and then we take that anaerobic process to aerobic as we turn the compost. So then you feed that aerobic compost to your plants. So that juice, I would say the best place to keep it is in your compost heap. If you also want to use it in your drains, it's a natural drain cleaner. So because it's so acidic, the microorganisms eat that sludge that's in the drains. So yeah, but it's smelly. So that's why people, if ever my bin, bokashi bins is always stand in my kitchen, but if ever they would have been smelly, but I think it barely happened ever to me, then the tap is there that you can tap off that liquid just to, then the bin won't smell anymore. So it's the liquid is that's inside that food waste that drops to the bottom. That's basically where the smell lies. So just tap it off in the drain if the smell bugs you.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you very much, and good luck, Melinda. Thank you to the listener who tells me I got my bokashi from Click and Plant Online Nursery in Cape Town. They're all circular home products, which is good to hear. Right, one last question, I think, before we must say goodbye. Natasha, somebody asking, is there anything you can't put into a bokashi bin?
Yes, so basically all food waste can go in, but the golden rule is to keep it fresh. So as soon as you've got rotten or moldy food, so people that hasn't succeeded with bokashi, if I speak to them, then I realize that's usually where the problem lies, is they throw old stuff in or stuff, the cheese has got so much mold on, or bread that's full of mold, that's all your bad bacteria starting to grow. So as soon as you throw something like that into your bin, you're putting your bin to risk and it can become rotten. So what I do is I sometimes throw in stuff if there's bread that starts to get mold. I do throw it in, but then I throw lots of bokashi on top to make sure there's more good bacteria. If I've got cheese and I cut off that cheese rind and it's got some mold on it, then I just make sure I throw extra bokashi on top. But if ever, let's say you've got chicken left over and you can smell, this chicken is off, don't put it in your bokashi bin, because then the whole bin can go off. If ever you do get a rotten bin, so in this 3 years that we've been working with the community garden, we've had a bin right in the beginning that was rotten. The main thing is either that bin wasn't closed properly, so it got oxygen, or there wasn't enough bokashi in there, or they throw in rotten or moldy food. Or the other thing that people do is they want to keep their bokashi bins outside in the sun. In our Africa sun, or with the heat, it actually kills off all the microorganisms. So always keep your bin indoors, or if it's outside, in full shade. And then if ever you get a rotten bin, then you bury a hole of deeper than 30 centimeters, bury that contents, and then leave. Don't plant anything there for about 2 months. And remember, rotting is also a natural process, but we don't like it in the residential areas because it's smelly and might attract pests, and so we don't want that. But we barely ever get rotten bins. If you do it properly, then you don't have any problems.
Natasha, one last question. Somebody making a very good point that the system sounds like it would be an absolute winner for restaurant kitchens who produce so much on such a scale of food waste. Have you ever seen a bokashi system used in a commercial kitchen?
Yeah. So I've got customers that, so we also work with businesses. The big problem out there currently is people think your waste must be free. And waste can't be free because there's labor involved in it. Just by looking at composting, if we go and fetch bokashi bins from people, it's our petrol and our time, and then we take it to our other compost facility. So we do the physical composting, we need to water the compost heaps, we need to turn those compost heaps at least 3 or 4 times through the 3 months. So there's lots of, and it's the actual place that you need to hire. It's maybe equipment. It's more labor. So there's costs involved with waste. So it can't actually be free. So the thing is, when I contact restaurants, sometimes they're in that habit of everything goes into the black municipality bin and off to landfill. Yeah. But I'm not sure if you've already told your listeners that there's a ban coming in with the City of Cape Town. So by end of this year, 50% of organic waste is no longer going to be allowed on landfill. And then by 2027, 100% of organic waste is no longer going to be, you can go to the landfill, it's actually going to be banned. And the main reason for that is because it gives off methane gas if food waste is on there. So everything contributes towards global warming. So we need to get other ways of getting that food waste back to the soil as it was actually supposed to be. Yeah, so but I'm working with restaurants. We use bigger bins with them. So households use 25-litre bins, and the restaurants and guest houses use 50-litre bins. So it's able to still, two ladies must be able to still carry it.
Okay. Sure, you have just been a treasure trove of information, Natasha. I've been taking copious notes here for my own use, and I'm sure the listeners have done the same. I just want to tell them again where to contact you if they've been listening to this and they're feeling inspired to start their own Bokashi system. They know that they can buy the sort of starter products, the bin and the Bokashi brand starter from Circular Homes. But if they want to just ask questions and ask for tips and advice, are you open to that kind of approach as well?
Always. Yeah, I always love helping people. Yes. So they can contact me on 066-231-2839.
066-231-2839. And I have got that number written down. So if you're driving and you couldn't jot it down yourself, please feel free to mail me and I'll pass on Natasha's number as well as the website for Circular Homes for you to go and do some more research yourself. Natasha, thank you. It's just such a wonderful, positive story to be able to share. And I hope it's inspired some of our listeners to give it a try. Thank you for what you're doing in Somerset West as well to grow the social impact of your business, and all strength to your arm. My closing question for you, is it true that you, the daughter of a soil scientist who specializes in soil regeneration, was born on World Soil Day?
Yes. Yeah. You see, it was just meant to be. So when I listened earlier, when you talked about dream jobs, I thought, no, I've got mine.
You've already got yours. How wonderful to be able to say that.
Help nature. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natasha. How lucky you are to be able to say, I've already got my dream job. Natasha Devet, the founder of Circular Homes. And once again, their website, circularhomes.co.za.